You remember the Leonardo DiCaprio, Tom Hanks movie, Catch Me If You Can?
Sure.
Yeah, like Leo's character. He pretended to be everything from like a airline pilot to a doctor.
And that was based on a true story. Like it a guy
was.
Did that.
It was.
Frank Abagnale, I
yes.
think is his name.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good news is Autumn wasn't either of those.
Okay.
But she is the star of our Setting the Bar story.
All right.
If you can manage to make it through the day without pretending to be a nurse for over a year without a license, then you're doing okay.
Oh, you're taking care of patients.
Now, I've got to think. Okay, so the only thing in this story I could see was that she didn't have a license. She faked the license. She never had a valid nursing license.
But
and
did
so
she go to school?
She took someone who had the same first name as her and took her expired license to kind of get the gig.
But did she go to school?
That's
to be
what
a
I
nurse
don't know.
And just
so,
not like get the certificate.
Right, exactly. So I don't want to like vilify her so much because maybe it could just be a technicality of like, oh, she just didn't have a license. But she went to school and she knew what she was doing. But I don't know that.
Okay.
But I don't know that.
Maybe she was just like, you know what? I got a faster track to
yeah,
that career.
I got a faster track. I can just, Photoshop a couple of these things, work it up in Canva.
Her name.
and
credentials.
And, we have the first name. We have the same first name. It'll work. So basically for about a year, she treated over 4,400 hospital patients.
Oh, wow.
They're in Florida.
Oh, wow.
You got to think that maybe she's got one of those nurturing hearts. Again,
sounds
giving
like
her
she
the
does.
Benefit of the doubt.
Yes. And she's like, you know what? That school is expensive and I don't really have that kind of money. So I just want to do the job. Can I skip to the part where I do the job?
I guess a coworker snitched on her.
Okay.
That's the only reason she was found out.
As they probably should have if they came across that information.
She even got a promotion.
Shut up. Shut up.
Yeah.
The lawsuits now that could probably come if any of the people that she treated
had complications.
Want to step up. Yeah.
Well, she pleaded no contest to unlicensed healthcare practice and fraudulent identification use. Don't know what else is gonna happen, but anyway, like
did
I said,
she make enough money,
Autumn,
as being paid as a nurse to go to nursing school to become an actual
maybe.
Nurse? And then if she does, are they gonna allow it?
Maybe because she's the new Frank Abagnale.
Maybe,
and she's gonna now use the money that she made.
They're gonna give her a teaching job at the nursing school.
This is how you do it. This is how you do it.
Wow, just
yeah.
the gumption. That takes.
It does. It does. Like, yeah, it does.
That is,
so
that is bold.
I want to give her the benefit of the doubt and think that she had a nurturing heart in her body and that she had gone through some training, but then didn't get the license. You're right. I don't know that.
100%.
I don't know that at all. Right. So she could just be like you or me, who boasts a half a semester of pre-med and says, I'm good.
Or she's like, I've watched Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
For at least 5 seasons.
I've watched House.
Yep.
The old episodes of House.
I'm calling that training.
That's right. So again, set the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without pretending to be a nurse for over a year without a license, you're doing okay.
Wow.
So that being said, what job did you have that you weren't qualified for? Did you fudge a little on the resume?
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
And the employer was like, you look good. Let's hire you. And you're like, all right, I guess I'm going to learn on the job.
Wow.
Have any of those stories? Rusty already checked in. We'll get to him on the way. Tim as well. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your stories coming up.